Drew Houston had a problem most founders would envy. His one-year-old startup, Dropbox, had attracted 75,000 eager people to its waiting list. Yet something wasn't clicking. The product struggled to break beyond tech enthusiasts, competitors were circling, and the bank account held just $1.2 million. Traditional marketing wisdom suggested spending on ads, PR campaigns, maybe hiring a big-name CMO. Instead, Houston made a call that would rewrite the rules of modern business growth. What happened next sounds almost too simple. Offer users 250 megabytes of free storage for each friend they invite. Referrals jumped 60% overnight. Through relentless testing and tweaking, Dropbox exploded from 100,000 to 4 million users in 14 months without spending a dollar on traditional marketing. This wasn't luck or magic. It was the birth of growth hacking, a discipline now reshaping everyone from scrappy startups to giants like IBM and Walmart. The secret? Stop treating growth like a mystery and start treating it like a science. Most companies are organized like medieval kingdoms. Marketing rules one territory, product development another, engineering a third. Each fiefdom guards its borders, rarely sharing intelligence or coordinating attacks. This siloed approach creates a painfully slow cycle where good ideas take quarters or years to implement if they survive the bureaucratic gauntlet at all. McKinsey research shows that while 80% of executives acknowledge cross-boundary coordination is crucial, only 25% say their organizations actually do it well. Harvard professors found people in the same business unit interact 1,000 times more frequently than those across different units. Breaking this pattern isn't just helpful, it's existential. BitTorrent's 2012 turnaround illustrates cross-functional power. Product marketer Annabelle Satterfield shared customer research with the product team, driving remarkable results. An upgrade button increased revenue 92%, prompting happy users for reviews boosted positive feedback 900%, and an auto-stop battery feature lifted revenue another 47%. Within 2.5 years, the mobile app hit 100 million installs and tripled revenue. Senior engineers abandoned their posts to join this high-performing team. When departmental walls crumble, growth becomes everyone's job. Effective growth teams need diverse skills: strategic thinkers who understand business fundamentals, data analysts who design experiments, engineers who implement changes quickly, and designers who grasp user psychology. The growth lead sets testing tempo, monitors goals, and runs focused weekly meetings. Engineers are cornerstone members. Traditional structures that exclude them from ideation kill morale and innovation. Marketing specialists bring channel expertise, data analysts extract behavioral insights, and product designers contribute interface knowledge. Growth teams need executive sponsorship to cross boundaries effectively. Without forceful leadership commitment, bureaucracy and turf wars will drown progress. Fast-growth companies make products people genuinely love, yet countless businesses waste resources on products customers don't value. Branch Out exemplifies this trap. The Facebook professional networking app hacked the invite system, rocketing from 4 million to 25 million users in 3 months. But users found little value, and over 4% of monthly actives left daily. Despite raising nearly $50 million, Branch Out sold its assets for just $2 million. The must-have survey measures product love with one question: how disappointed would you be if this product no longer existed tomorrow? If 40% or more answer very disappointed, you've achieved must-have status. Between 25-40% suggests tweaks needed. Below 25% indicates the wrong audience or substantial development required. Even brilliant products need focused strategy. Everpix, a highly rated photo app with half its 55,000 users returning weekly, failed by not leveraging early enthusiasm for faster growth. Create your fundamental growth equation, representing all key growth factors. For eBay, sellers times items listed times buyers times successful transactions equals growth. From this, identify your North Star metric, the single measurement capturing core customer value. For WhatsApp, it was messages sent. For Airbnb, nights booked. Companies that grow fastest learn fastest through rapid experimentation, like Baylor University's football team that transformed from last place to champions by running 20% more plays than competitors. High-tempo growth hacking generates compounding wins. Small improvements compound dramatically. A 5% monthly conversion improvement yields an 80% annual gain, while a 5% retention increase can boost profits 25 to 95%. Growth teams at leading companies run 20-30 experiments weekly, though early-stage startups might begin with just 1 to 2 tests while building capacity. The growth hacking process follows a continuous 4-part cycle: data analysis, idea generation, experiment prioritization, and running experiments. This cycle repeats weekly or biweekly through a 1-hour growth meeting, where team members submit ideas without self-censorship. Designers suggest UI improvements, marketers focus on first purchase incentives, engineers propose performance enhancements. Ideas are scored using the IC system, rating each on a 10-point scale. Impact, how much will this improve the target metric? Confidence, how strongly do you believe this will work? And ease, how much time and resources are required? This framework prevents endless debates, moving teams from discussion to action quickly. Customer acquisition costs spiral without strategic focus. U.S. online ad spending has doubled since 2010. While audiences shrink, companies chase fewer customers at higher costs. Fab collapsed spending $40 million annually, 35% of revenue, on acquisition. Language/market fit means crafting messaging that resonates in 8 seconds or less. Steve Jobs' 1,000 songs in your pocket reframed portable music around experience, not specs. Small language shifts create massive impact. James Currier's Tickle changed "store your photos online" to "share your photos online," gaining 53 million users in 6 months. Their dating app shifted from "find a date" to "help people find a date," adding 29 million users in 8 months. Focus on 1 or 2 effective marketing channels rather than spreading resources thin. Converting visitors into active users is critical. 98% of website traffic fails to activate, and most mobile apps lose 80% of users within 3 days. Improving activation means increasing the rate users reach your aha moment, the experience making your product must have. The formula: desire, friction equals conversion rate. Reducing friction often beats increasing desire. Sometimes strategic friction guides users toward activation. Airbnb experimented with sign-up prompts, balancing data collection with booking conversions. Customer retention drives profitability. A 5% increase can boost profits by 25 to 95%. HomeJoy failed with 15-20% return rates, while Amazon Prime thrives with 91% first-year and 96% third-year renewals. Retained customers buy more over time, provide predictable revenue, and generate personalization data. Prime subscribers purchase twice as much as non-members, creating a compounding effect that enhances the program and amplifies word of mouth. Retention evolves through 3 phases: initial, embrace or abandon; medium, novelty fades, usage must become habitual; and long-term, continuous value refreshment. The medium phase relies on engagement loops. External triggers prompt actions, leading to rewards that create internal triggers. Amazon Prime builds habits through meaningful rewards, like free 2-day delivery that validate the subscription investment. While discounts work, experiential rewards prove more habit-forming. Brand ambassador programs, Yelp's Elite Squad combining recognition with perks, achievement recognition, Fitbit's milestone notifications, and personalized customization. For sustained retention, balance optimizing existing features with introducing new ones carefully, avoiding feature bloat while creating meaningful moments that remind users why they chose your product. The ultimate mission isn't just acquiring customers, it's increasing their lifetime value. Facebook's growth team evolved from 5 people reversing declining adoption to multiple teams driving past 1 billion daily users. This relentless growth fueled investor confidence, providing capital for innovations like Oculus VR and Internet Everywhere drone initiatives. One of the greatest threats to success is failing to respond to market changes. Skype exemplifies this danger. After Microsoft's acquisition, it failed to innovate and lost ground by missing the mobile messaging revolution. Such lapses lead to growth stalls, unforeseen slowdowns affecting both established brands and fast-growing startups. Growth teams must constantly innovate. Before moving to new initiatives, maximize channels and tactics that have proven successful. When you get a hit, pursue that success relentlessly until you've extracted maximum value. While focusing on one or two acquisition channels works best initially, experimenting with new channels becomes essential for sustaining growth. Fresh perspectives often remedy growth stalls. Inviting people from other departments or outside advisors can produce creative ideas. Teams should push past local maximums, the highest value in a current set, but not the highest point overall. In a world where most businesses still treat growth like alchemy, companies that embrace growth hacking as a discipline will dominate.